Greetings, Flag Branch. What does it mean to be a Christian today? The term is confusing and becoming more so because an increasing number of people who say they are Christian are becoming indistinguishable from people who are nuns or have no religious affiliation. For example, the typical nun doesn't reverence Sunday as a holy or special day to honor and worship God. They treat Sunday like any other day. They use it to do laundry, cut grass, clean up, wash cars, go shopping, TV binge, do outdoor activities, work out, sleep in, and anything else they want to do. Typical nuns spend most, if not all, of their money on themselves and their own interests. Occasionally, they may give a few dollars to a charity like United Way or a church. But never would they give 10% to anything that wouldn't directly benefit them. Typical nuns engage in sex outside of marriage. They go to bars and clubs and stay out late all night long. Nuns drink sociably and attend functions and go places where social drinking and partying is going on. Typical nuns swear. They use profanity and have no problem lying or cheating, especially if it is to their advantage. Typical nuns are not concerned with the welfare of other people and generally will only help people who they think will help them. These behaviors also describe a growing number of people who say they are Christians. So if nuns and Christians are doing many of these same things, what makes them different? Why would God call one of them his child and the other one an unbeliever? Why would one be saved and the other lost? The world is confused because it is getting harder and harder to find genuine Christians. People who distinguish themselves from nuns and others by observing all the teachings of Jesus Christ. I too am guilty of having added to this confusion. So I repeat the question, what does it mean to be a Christian today? It depends on who is asking the question. Think about it. Blessings.